I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for March 1st through 5th.
I hope you took good notes because I did not take very many. I felt like all we need to talk about is Friday because the entire week was just blah, blah, blah.
Well, I feel like everything, it's very segmented. I feel like there was only two things that happened this week and everything revolved around that. So first things first, though, we forgot to congratulate Chad Dool on his engagement over Valentine's Day weekend.
Sweet.
He is, if you don't know, if you don't follow him on social media, he is now engaged to be married to Courtney Hope from The Bold and the Beautiful.
He did a good job on her ring, too. It's very
beautiful.
Pretty.
It's beautiful. It's very classy. And you can tell, I mean, obviously, it's diamonds with a sapphire.
Right.
So obviously that has to mean something.
Yes.
So good job. Did you know that he was married before?
No.
He was married from September to December 2012 to Taylor something, but they got divorced because they weren't ready for marriage. But they had been dating for a couple years, but whatever.
I mean, marriage is definitely something that throws the reality in your face. Totally different from dating.
Yes.
But, no, I didn't know. See, he still seems so young to me.
I know.
That's crazy.
Yep. Last week, we forgot to mention that Carly and Jax were grilled by the FBI, and it was mentioned this week that, like, they didn't have enough to hold them. So.
No. That's probably why we didn't mention it. It wasn't really that exciting.
But that's when Diane asked Carly, do you think Jax is going to have more loyalty to you than Nina?
Mm.
So that was good.
It's always Carly. Is that really a question?
I know. And then this Thursday, we're going to be talking about Ellie Trout, who is Spinelli's girlfriend, because they're still not married.
Right.
They never even got engaged.
No, they're not engaged.
Okay.
That's why I keep saying I liked her, but either bring her back or get rid of her. Quit talking about her.
Right. Because he's been on enough lately that he needs to. Because when they left, anytime he came back, and we'll talk about this on Thursday. So that's just it. So we decided we're going to talk about Ellie because we talk about her a lot. Occasionally, Spinelli remembers that he has her. And supposedly she's in Port Charles.
Right.
So what do you want to get started with for today?
You talking about Spinelli brings me to Maxie and what annoyed me this week. When they were having her drink the glucose stuff. Okay, thank you. Thank you. She's like, ew, what is this? It tastes like sugar. This is your third baby.
Fourth pregnancy.
But I don't think she was far enough.
That's
right.
Exactly what.
Okay, thank you. Third baby. You have done this test before.
Yes.
How do you not know what this is?
Yes.
You drink the stuff.
1,000%.
It tastes nasty.
Every pregnant woman does this test.
And every pregnant woman says this stuff is nasty and you have to sit there forever.
Yep.
And then they take your blood again.
Throw it up. Right. And you can't take the test that quick because you have to drink it. And then you have to sit for like an hour before. And I have been told, okay, so you've had one more recently. I have heard that it does taste better now. But it's still...
They put more orangey flavor in it. Like, they're trying to make it taste like orange pop.
Oh, see, I've had a choice.
But it still does not.
But I had a choice. I chose the lemon lime.
Oh, okay. Mine have always been orange, and it's more orangey. Well, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, it was more orangey than it was 22 years ago.
Right.
But it's still not. No. You know exactly what that is. The second you take a sip of it, you're like, oh, this is that test.
And she should have totally been tested for this well before.
Exactly.
Today.
Exactly. All right. Well, good. Okay. I'm glad that you're annoyed, too, because as soon as she said it, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm so angry. So much other stuff happened with Maxie, but that was the thing that really annoyed me this week.
Especially where they do typically do a better job of accurately portraying, but
And she's had wonderful prenatal care this entire time.
Right.
But yet we've never had this test done in three pregnancies. I mean, don't think so.
To be honest, I feel like this is the first time they've ever done it, period.
Right.
I appreciate, but her fainting and all of that, that is not... Women get this test done regardless of age, of anything. It is a standard test done in the pregnancy.
Right. And so, it would be done before now, like you said.
Yes.
So.
Yep. Because I said, this is Maxie's fourth pregnancy, third that she's gotten this far. She should have been tested for gestational diabetes before. And I had this test with both of mine. So, and mine are 18 and 17.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that they've had it.
They've at least had it for 22 years. And I remember my sister had it with my niece. So that's 27 years. So yeah.
It's been around for some time. It's like, it's like getting a sonogram.
Exactly.
It's that routine that it's just.
Yeah. If she would have said anything else about it, like, ugh, I hate this test, or I remember this, or this hasn't gotten any better since I did it last time. Okay. Right. But.
Or I already had this done. Are you sure I need to get this done again?
Exactly.
Because I've never had gestational diabetes, so I don't know if you do. Do they make you take that test over and over
you
again?
I think you do a longer one.
Okay. Ew.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like they test you, you know how they test you before you drink it?
Yeah.
And then you drink it and they test you an hour out. I think they do one in the middle. Like you drink a half of it or whatever and they test and then you drink the rest of it.
Here's how bad it is for any of our guys or women who have never had to go through this. They specifically tell you if you throw up, you have to start all over.
Yep. Yep.
That's the level that we are.
Right.
So that's how gross it is.
So nasty.
I mean, but in the grand scheme of things, and you're not allowed to eat before it too. So that's the thing. So depending on when, so they always try to get that appointment in the morning so that, you know, you don't have to be a hangry 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Cranky, cranky pregnant woman.
Exactly.
Okay.
So there you go. I got my, my major gripe out of the way.
However, how amazing was Britt?
I love her.
I
love her this week. She was perfect to everyone that she encountered.
Yes.
Including taking Dante's nastiness.
I know.
That was so funny. Stolen any babies lately, Britt? Nope.
No, I'm just not even going to go over this. God, we should go over that whole thing, too.
There's so much to talk about.
There is, especially since part of it has to do with Ellie. Maybe we should do that.
Yeah, it'll kind of intertwine.
Because it'll be...
There you go. It'll intertwine with Thursday. Look at us getting ideas.
There we go. And don't hold us to it because you know.
Things change.
We still have a list of stuff from 2019
forever
that we're supposed to be doing. Okay. So I guess maybe we should go back a little bit to beginning-ish.
Monday started with the wedding. It was very pretty.
Yes.
They did a really good job.
All those flowers all over the place.
Yes. And then they had the cool TV up that showed all the old pictures.
I loved it.
That
was
yes.
so sweet. And I love how it came into play later on.
Yes. So cool. Mm-hmm. So I was happy with the opening. Oh, it was really cute. Madeline was halfway watching with me. And then it ended on Monday without going into the rest, obviously. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what? You have to wait for the wedding? And I was like, oh, honey, there's not going to
be
a wedding. I said, there's more tomorrow, which I'm going to watch next. But on top of that, there's not going to be an actual wedding.
Yep.
So don't get excited.
Violet.
Oh, my God.
Was.
Oh, my God.
The cutest.
She was so cute. And she says our lines so well. Not that she wasn't good when she first came on, but you can tell that she's really been practicing and growing in her craft. She did a really good job.
And side note, Jophiel loved lost her first tooth yesterday.
Aww.
In a strawberry. It was really cute. It's on her Instagram.
Very cute.
Yay. Oh, and that she already thinks of Anna as a second mom.
Yes. Yes. And that was super cute. She was like, don't tell Anna. But it was a cute little secret. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Yeah, she did amazing. She gets the gold star for the week because I was annoyed with everybody else. She did a really good job.
Aw. I don't know how to talk about this week because everything kind of just flows together. So you were right that it was Obrecht in the cemetery.
Mm-hmm. I didn't understand the piece of paper. She was holding a piece of paper, which I'm assuming is the piece of paper that says that she was allowed to be out.
Yeah.
But they never, did they show her showing that to Maxie? The way it cut, it was, I never saw it. I could have missed it.
I don't remember, but I know she showed it to Robert, and Robert was like, this is official.
Yes, yes. But in the cemetery, I don't remember her showing it to Maxie. She was just holding it. And then Maxie was like, well, now you're trying to blame everything on Peter, but that doesn't mean that he did them. And I was like, it would have helped if we had seen what you're showing her, because I don't know what that paper says until Robert read it.
Right. I guess we were just supposed to
assume, I guess, but I figured the conversation should have gone a little more, whatever. I liked how Obrecht called her out, though, and was like, you're here to get an answer from Nathan. Did you get the answer you wanted?
Yep.
No, because Peter is awful.
It was just so good. I loved everything this week. I really, really did.
Oh, no. See, I hated it. Go ahead.
Okay, maybe I didn't love everything this week, but I thought that it was finally... Okay, first of all, we're just getting some stuff finally done. But side question, because I always have these. There was no change on Nathan's headstone. What happens to the change that gets left at the cemeteries? Now I need to know.
Well, that's a good question.
Because you know that it doesn't...
I wonder if they collect it and donate it to someone
nice. That's
what I was wondering. That would be so sweet.
Yes.
Oh, it should go back to something for the...
Like the vets or something? Yeah.
Aw, that's such a nice idea, even if they don't do it.
So if you know what happens to the change that people leave on people's headstones, because, I mean, I think that you're supposed to leave it.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, if you work in a cemetery, do not answer our question, because we will never stop bugging you now. Every day we will have some new question about what goes on behind the scenes.
No, I might just ask that one question. I want to know the deep, dark secrets.
Every time that we watch some like 2020 special, we're gonna be like, hey, friend that works in the cemetery, is this how you really dig up a body? See? Don't answer our question. I'm warning you now.
I don't ask you any questions other than what pertains to General Hospital.
I wouldn't trust Shannon on that. I'm sorry.
Depending on how good of friends we become, then you might regret it. But yeah, that was just my...
That's a good question. I don't know. I want to know. Good question.
Thanks.
So tell me why you love this week. Just because it wrapped everything up?
Yes.
But I felt like it still dragged everything out.
It did. But
you know what would have fixed everything? If Obrecht would have clicked her clicky pen.
Oh my gosh. How dramatic was that?
Just standing there.
She was pulling out like she was pulling out a gun.
Like it was a bomb detonator. I'm just going to hold this here.
It's like, Mom, what are you doing?
She didn't have to click the pen, but I feel like it would have been better if she did.
Yeah.
Just let it all go.
So we had Anne and Finna.
What?
Anna and Finn.
Uh-huh.
And Maxie and Peter's supposed to be weddings.
Right.
Nina helped Maxie get ready, but actually didn't go to the wedding.
Right. That was Friday that she was uninvited.
Yep.
So, of course, you just go to a coffee shop then
and
hang out.
And call your BFF Ava.
Which is so weird. Our friends that do the GH snark thing said the same thing I did. How are they friends whenever one steals the other one's baby? It's kind of crazy.
I mean, how do you really one-up each other?
Well, that's true.
You know, how can they really call each other out on anything when they've...
Right.
Even though they've all... Yeah.
Maybe you do just get to a point where you're so bad, it's just, who am I to judge? Because we can't even go back and forth here.
And they're both trying to move on from it.
Very true.
Although, Ava totally sided with Carly and expressed how much it was going to pain her, but she was like, you kind of crashed her husband's funeral.
Right. No, Nina.
She shouldn't have done that.
I feel like Nina's in a manic state herself here. She's all over the place, not thinking rationally. Even whenever people are trying to explain things to her without being nasty, she's still over on her own side.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Do we want to do wedding or do we want to do Nina? Because those are two separate things.
Let's do wedding first because then that'll go into.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. So we started with Monday, the opening, the pictures. That was so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of the brides were where they were supposed to be.
No.
Because Anna was just around. She was seeing Valentine. Was she still in the hotel? Or was she at their house at that point? I can't remember.
She was in the hotel because Valentine came to her and Jordan was like, what are you doing here? And he's like, I'm declaring my love for Anna. You know,
He's kind of funny sometimes.
Sometimes. He's one of my all-time favorite people.
I still didn't like Jordan. That's nothing new this week either. And Maxie was at the cemetery.
Well, she tried to give Anna advice on confiding in Finn. Like,
at least she did say that appropriately, though. She said, take it from me and my mistakes. She was not pretending like she was giving good advice because she was so smart without making the same mistakes.
Finn knows so much more than Curtis did at this point.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so much.
Yeah. No, she should have just kept her mouth shut. But at least she was admitting her mistakes as she said it.
Yes.
So then Anna and Maxie end up back at the hotel like they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I think that was my problem. Was it just, it kept, even though it all went together, it kept flipping back and forth to so many things mm-hmm. that it made it seem like by the time that wedding was actually starting, it had to be 10 o'clock at night. So
seriously,
why are we even, I'm sorry, but I would not stay from noon until 10 to see anyone get married.
Right.
Sorry. It must not be happening.
Oh, and they did say that the brides were coming down soon. So back to our layout of the Metro Court. I think that the offices are in the basement, the Metro Court's in the middle, and then the rooms are above.
How is the Metro Court in the middle? Because they have a good view. That doesn't make any sense.
Was that the Metro Court, or is there a separate ballroom at the Metro Court? Because it wasn't the restaurant, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was the ballroom. See, that's how I picture it. There's a building.
So the offices, the first floor, the first layer, the first floor
right.
has the ballroom.
Yes. Like in my mind, the ballroom comes like off of it.
Okay.
If I was drawing a picture, it would be one big tall building. And then like if it was a house where the garage would be, but it's not a garage, it's the ballroom.
Okay.
That's how I picture it.
Gotcha.
I'd be totally wrong. I don't have a blueprint, but that's what I think it would be. So when they were coming down from the rooms because the ballroom's the main level.
Yes.
So, there you go.
And, of course, Lucy is the officiant.
Of course.
Because no one else can marry anyone else in Port Charles.
I think this was her first double wedding, though.
Maybe.
And she had an appropriate outfit on.
Yes.
And her,
very tasteful.
When she was, like, starting the ceremony, it all made sense and went together well. So, she's getting better. I'd let her marry me, sure.
I mean, it's only been how long?
I'm just trying to compliment her.
I
that
know.
She's making better progress. She's come further in this whole marrying people and not making mistakes than she has the nurse's
true.
Ball. And we've
very
been doing the nurse's
true.
Ball longer.
Very,
so,
very
good job, Lucy. So, okay, the brides get back.
Valentine
and then
gave Peter cufflinks and kind of like gave him like a little bit of encouragement to.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be something like special in those though, like
mm-hmm.
a tracking device or something,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't seem like there was. So
yeah.
that was anticlimactic in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then Peter goes missing and you don't know who took him at that moment.
For a second.
Right. Why would you put him in the basement?
I don't know.
Okay, so that's my problem. So they kidnap him. Oh no, no idea. Where's this groom? Max is all upset. He's standing her up at the last minute. Blah, blah, blah. Everyone's so sad. Anna feels guilty. And then Dante goes down to the parking garage for something. I don't
yeah.
even know why he went down there.
Who knows?
Anyway, and hears a thumping on one of like the maintenance closets, opens it up, and there's Peter. Why would Dante save him? And why, whoever kidnapped him, would you just throw him in a broom closet in the parking garage?
The quick answer as to why he would save him, Maxie. Hands down, because he would never do that to her. That if she found out he saw Peter and just was like, see you, dude. Even though he is subconsciously supposed to kill Peter.
I think I would have just not opened the door. Then I can deny it.
But what if it was somebody not Peter? He didn't know it until he opened the door.
I guess I'm just a bad person. I wouldn't
you wouldn't
say
someone, so you're just, okay.
I'm just a bad person.
Okay.
No, I would be scared because how do you know why they're in there? Maybe they're the bad guy and someone threw them in there because the cops are on their way or something. And now I just let the bad guy free.
So you're just not going to get in the middle of.
Exactly. Okay. I would fail that What Would You Do show. I would absolutely fail because I would turn around and walk away and just be like, huh, I don't know, but I'm not getting involved because
okay.
I don't want to mess it up.
I would be the person.
Or what if
who
it's like a
killed,
sting
because,
operation?
Right, yeah.
Like that's the plant from the police department waiting for the drug dealer to come. And I just interrupted the whole thing. And now, oops,
you
sorry.
You really go far with that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
See? I'll defend my walking away till the end.
The thing I cannot get over is that Valentina and Anna intentionally sabotaged the wedding.
Right.
Anna knew she was not getting married.
How did she do that to Violet?
Oh!
That's Finn, he's a grown-up. He'll get over it. Who cares?
But
little Violet.
All of his feelings are about Violet.
Mm-hmm.
All of his. So I'm going to feel so stupid saying this because we know he's an amazing father. Oh, I had a thought and now I can't remember what it was.
Who's an amazing father? Finn or Valentine? Finn. Okay.
Shoot.
See, I thought you were going to say Valentine is an amazing father. And so he knows how sad Charlotte would have been if that happened. How is he on it to hurt Violet?
Yeah. Oh, that's good too.
Mm-hmm.
I did like that Finn blamed Robert for everything.
Yes.
I mean, and that was fair because Robert has done some little things.
Yeah. Just
you
a
know,
few.
Like stealing the engagement ring and stuff like that.
Right.
But he does give it back.
That was funny whenever Jackie asked him about it and he was like, oh, it was so long ago. Like, it really wasn't that long ago, Robert.
It
and you kind of screwed it up.
That Robert and Finn have now Jackie and Anna in common.
Yeah, I got that this week too and said ew to myself.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Oh, no, so I was right. Gregory and Finn have shared. Okay. So Gregory and Finn share Jackie, who has also been with Robert, who has also been with Anna.
No. I mean, yes, but no.
Hey.
Ew.
It's all connected. And at first, I was kind of like, Finn, you knew that there was a chance that this was... Everything that he said this week, that's where I was going. Because this is what I was saying. Like, it didn't occur to me that he would be mad about the fact that Anna allowed a serial killer to be around his daughter.
Right.
I know this.
Right.
But it hadn't occurred to me that...
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I know this, but it's...
Anna just made so many mistakes.
Finn never mentioned it before as a reason why he was concerned about Peter being around Violet.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to say it this week in the way that he did, I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. He has killed some people.
In the beginning, I think that Anna didn't realize how bad Peter was. Even if she was going to accept that he was bad, she wasn't letting it go all the way.
Yeah.
Like killing, shooting down Drew's plane and all that stuff. So in her mind, you could be bad, but you still wouldn't hurt a kid. And he was very nice with Violet and blah, blah, blah. Coming from Finn's side, yeah, you let a crazy person around my daughter and then confided in some man that you have a past with and didn't tell me.
And that's the thing. That is the emotional affair piece.
So do you think that they're going to make Finn and Jackie hook up?
I swear if they do, no. Like,
what are you going to do, Shannon? No. Like, she's going to boycott. No, you're not.
No, I'm not. But I'm just going to be very mad because that's not him.
I hope that that doesn't happen.
I think
but...
that Gregory is going to... So Gregory overheard Jackie talking to Finn about how she used to be attracted to him. And I think Gregory is going to be like, excuse me, what?
Right.
Because Finn definitely was not giving the vibe that he wanted anything to do with Jackie other than...
I don't think so either. But whenever he went to get Violet, then she was like, well, do you want to come in? And it was kind of like...
Yeah.
Are we going to wallow in our self-pity because of Anna and make a same mistake again? Or...
Yeah. I don't know.
I hope not, because that's just getting too ew.
Yeah. No, I...
That's my word for the day. Ew.
Too ew.
Too ew. But I hope they don't take it there. I don't know.
And Finn being so upset with the DNA results, given where he is right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that totally made sense to me that, of course, he would be upset.
Right.
You know? What do you think he's going to do? I think Jackie knows. I think Jackie knows.
I think she does, too, because the way that he said that to her, mm-hmm. he said, the situation's different because you never ran a paternity test.
Right.
And the look that she got was like, no, I actually kind of did. And yeah. I just didn't tell you. So it obviously has to be his, or else why wouldn't you say, oh, yeah, I did do a test, and it's your dad's. Let
right.
it drop. Which makes me mad because I don't want him to be Chase's
this is
dad.
That's why I'm just going to be like all mad about it all. Like,
And that does
How
make
cute
it.
Was he with Violet, though?
Yes, okay. Yes. They were all cute with Violet because she was adorable.
I want daddy.
Yeah. That was so cute. So cute.
Yeah, we're all over the place again. But
no,
really.
We're sticking with wedding. It's all wedding.
Yes.
It all is.
So everything about Peter. So Liesl walks in. We're back to the wedding now. We kind of mm-hmm. just jumped ahead a little bit, but now we're back to the wedding.
Liesl's who interrupted the wedding to actually stop it.
Yes. And she had a flash drive that she had already hooked up to the TV.
Yes.
That's how evil people
And
work.
She had already sent it out by text to everyone,
yes.
too.
And
so
she's like,
if you didn't watch
this,
it,
but
yeah,
it's
everyone's
been
seen it. Yes. I like how not overthinking, like forward thinking she was.
Yes. And the video was of Alex telling Peter she's his mom.
And that Anna knew.
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun.
I give a lot of credit to Wes Ramsey. He did a really good job this week.
Yes.
I kind of feel bad for Peter finding out in front of all those people, because despite everything.
He wanted Anna to be his mom yes. because that meant that he could still be good. And
yes.
this kind of ruins all of that.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm.
I felt bad for Maxie because she said, no, Anna wouldn't have known this and let me
that
continue.
That did not occur to me. That
yeah. But she was already pregnant at that point, right?
But that she would be so brokenhearted that she would expect Robert to lie to her. She would expect Mac to be doubtful. She would expect all that. But there is no way that Anna would.
But I feel like she was already pregnant by the time Anna knew. And then what do you do?
Right.
I don't know if I was Anna that I would have said anything either. Because now I'm just ripping apart your family without all the proof to show you.
Right.
So.
I don't know either. And then Valentine solidified everything. And then Anna did too.
Yes.
And Valentine telling Peter that his redemption's a lie and that he needs to accept who he is to have it. Because that's what redemption is. Like,
right.
You cannot say, I've been redeemed and then go right back to exactly. Everything that you've been doing. Hands down, Peter could have totally been redeemed and led this beautiful life with Maxie. But he hasn't.
Nope. Lies about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And is still trying to get rid of people because they know too much.
Yeah.
Like all the Franco stuff. If he hadn't done the Franco stuff, you could say he had changed and was getting better.
Right.
But Franco, nope. Trying to take out Franco, not okay.
Well, and then that's where, so Maxie starts to have the pains down and Britt immediately jumps into doctor mode. Oh, first of all, Dante was not surprised to see Liesl and Sam smacked him and was like, why are you not shocked by this? And he's like, oh, I don't know. Maybe just because nothing shocks me anymore.
Right.
I thought that was funny. Sorry.
That was cute.
Okay. My favorite person of the week was Mac.
Okay.
Because he doesn't like Peter.
Right.
But he supports Maxie.
Yeah.
I felt like he had the best arc because he was like, okay, we're here. This is what Maxie wants. I love her. I'm going to support her.
Right.
I'm going to threaten Peter and let him know Maxie had better be safe with you.
Right.
Because I'm going to kind of take a step back and let you marry her. And then all the stuff comes out. And Mac decks him. And then at the hospital, apologizes to Maxie for hitting him.
Right.
I felt like he had the perfect little circle.
I mean, I think I was just impressed that he showed up since neither of her parents bothered to.
Of course
so.
He's going to. That's his girl. As he
Good job,
all
Mac.
The time. That's
yes.
my girl. That's my, I did. I loved him. I thought that
I mean,
was good.
I felt like it was all normal Mac. I guess that's why I'm not that impressed with it. Is
yeah.
I would expect nothing less from him.
Yeah.
So.
But Britt reassuring him and saying, you know, even though Nathan's gone, I'm always going to think of Maxie as my sister-in-law.
Right.
And she was honest with Maxie when Maxie straight up asked her, how long have you known? And she's like, well, I had my suspicions. Here's what Peter did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how much I could trust my mom.
Right.
I felt like she did a good job.
She did. She was honest.
Yeah. But
all of her feelings and reasons that she did or didn't do whatever made sense. Again, they were exactly how, you know, you would think you would be.
And Maxie's like, why didn't you warn me? She's like, I told you to marry anyone else other than him.
Right. Do you want me to go back through the 400 conversations I had with you
right.
about do not be with him?
Right.
You didn't listen.
We did that pact at the cemetery with Nina. Yeah. And I told you to marry somebody else.
And then we went out for drinks and I told you, don't marry him. He's a jerk.
Yes.
Yeah. And a million times before that.
So neither wedding happened. I really wasn't expecting neither to happen. I was not expecting Anna to sabotage her day. I think that she and Finn will be able to work through this. I think that they're going to be, they had a really good fight. That was a really good fight that they had, but it was a very passionate, but not, there was betrayal. They both, I think that they will because Robert explicitly told her Finn deserves a huge apology.
I'm torn with that.
When, you kind of want Anna and Valentine to get together because I kind of want to see that.
Well, that's my problem. Anna with Finn, when they're on, they're so good.
Yeah.
You can see the spark. You get it. It makes sense. It's like, yes. But when they're not, they're so boring. They're so boring.
That's why they had a good fight this week.
Well, that's what I mean.
It was sparky.
So the fight was good. But if you constantly need to be fighting about something in order
True.
To have
yeah.
that spark,
that's not
it's not a good relationship.
No.
It's fun and exciting in that minute. God knows we've all had those relationships. But
yeah.
long term, especially with a kid involved, no.
I do think that they'll be able to work it out, though. I feel like they both at least want to. She was planning over here. He's planning over here. Neither one of them were trying to be deceitful towards each other.
Right. I know. Yeah,
so,
nothing was done to intentionally hurt the other
right.
person, which means a lot. But at the same time, how do you just forget that other person?
That's true.
A problem, too. If you really care about them and want to be married to them,
yeah,
they're supposed to be the beginning of each of your thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, you think of how this is going to affect them. Not telling someone, oh yeah, that guy that I keep saying is my kid actually isn't my kid. It might affect some things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like meh, if they get together, okay. But I feel like they could take a break now and say they're going to like reassess later And in that time, she could hook up with Valentine and then Hayden could come back.
But I didn't like Hayden when she came back last time. Her and Finn together, it wasn't what we had.
But maybe now, since they've had a break, they can work it back differently.
We'll see. I'm not against the idea. I was devastated when Hayden left. I cried so much when he read that letter.
If she had a good reason for being gone.
Well,
I mean, she left because
Nicholas not got her back yet.
Right. She left because of Nicholas. So if something else happened that we don't know about off screen, that's a really good storyline that kept her away.
Yeah.
Then I can forgive her for staying away from Violet and they can reconcile.
But that's the thing. They have to bring her back the right way because.
Right. If she's just staying away. No, like
was not.
Exactly. If she comes back and it was like the reason that Nicholas was away for so long over something stupid, I'm going to be like, no, nope, we can't forgive you.
Maybe
I'm sorry.
She found Drew Mini when his plane went down. She did find him and she's been helping him.
There you go.
Cover and everything, because remember, he thought that she was married to him when he was Jake.
Right. See, ooh, that would be perfect. Okay. Thank you. You just made it all work for me. I guess
there, we can actually just segue into Franco.
There, perfect.
Because Drew Franco, who I forgot, had the horrible Southern Kennedy accent.
Thought of you when I heard that this week. I totally thought of you.
it was seriously if Martin went to Cape Cod or to Martha's Vineyard.
It was so funny. It was so bad. It was so funny.
I'm so glad that they did not keep him, but... So Franco realized that he's hearing Peter's voice because Elizabeth and Cam brought him the phone that he had recorded a message to himself on when he was Franco, which is Drew Franco, for those of you who were. And if you're newer.
Even if you're not newer, it's very confusing. So
at one point, Franco thought that he was Drew.
Because of the whole brain
transfer
mapping thingy.
And I did like that he left him a message saying that you are so loved and you have to fight for these kids and this woman.
Yes, it was a very sweet message.
So he moved into the Metro Court this week.
For just a night until he could check into Shady Brook.
Cam and Liz came and brought him the phone. And when they left, he watched this video telling himself in the bad Southern Kennedy accent that he needs to fight for Liz and the boys. He realizes that it's Peter's voice. He runs.
He has like a flashback of Peter like saying all this bad stuff.
To Drew.
Right.
And he runs downstairs, finds Sam and Dante, and was like, have you seen Jason? You know, my favorite was, if you talk to him, let me know that I'm him. Or let him know that I'm me. You know, that I haven't gone to the door. But then he clobbered Peter.
Yep.
Okay. He was not an immediate threat. He is going to wind up going to jail for attacking him. And then that's going to show that the tumor was not the reason why he was the killer before. Because he can obviously have these violent outbursts and intend that level of harm as a, quote, neurologically okay person. So that's going to undo everything that they fought for.
Can't just be temporary insanity because he found out that someone...
No, because he intentionally planned it.
I don't think he intentionally planned it.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. He intentionally went to find him, but I don't think...
With the line, let Jason know I'm me, that is saying because Jason was supposed to kill him if he turned into the Dark Franco.
Yes, but
Dark Franco kills people.
No.
So let him know that I'm me.
Let him know that I'm me while I go confront Peter, but I don't think that he was planning on killing Peter.
He's until
just
carrying
he got there.
A tire iron around.
Maybe,
just for the
maybe
heck of
it was in the garage and he picked it up because Peter started coming at him.
He was in the hall. You saw him in the stairwell.
Then it
he
was
opened the door.
It was propping up the door in the store in the stairwell, and he
but
picked it up.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yes, but I don't want.
I don't want
to to do all that. I want it to be not an accident, but like.
Like an act of passion.
Exactly. If I come to fight with you and then things go a different direction, okay.
Then they should have
I hate you.
Franco,
sorry.
But then they should have had Franco approach Peter about it. However, Peter had a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole other thing there. But they should have had him confront him and then maybe they get in a little scuffle. Maybe Peter pulls out the gun and then Franco, the only thing that he can see in the garage is the tire iron. So then he picks it up, whacks him over the head and is like, oh shoot, what did I do? But they forgot to film those scenes.
Right. That's what I wanted to have happened.
Because that would have been more justifiable. But as it happened.
No, that's what
be
I
able
want
to go back and say, you know what? It wasn't the tumor that raped Sam or pretended to rape Sam.
No.
It wasn't the tumor that did all that other bad stuff. It was.
No, I don't like all that. I want it to be
either.
An accident. Like I said, if we got in an argument, not that I would hit you, but if I hit you, okay. Like sometimes things right. happen. You should never hit anyone. Very clear on that. No hitting. Hands to yourself.
But if hands things, higher irons to yourself.
Very true. But in the soap world, if one thing escalates to the next, it makes sense. It happens.
But there was nothing to escalate. Well, that's the problem.
See, and that's why I think that they did all the filming this week wrong, because they dragged out other scenes that could have been way shorter.
And that could have been such a good fight
scene. And that should have been a good fight scene. And then it would have ended up the way I wanted it to end up. Because you're right, if it's pre-planned, it takes everything away that he's done good. It's totally going to screw up Cameron and Elizabeth and all of that. And I don't want all that to happen.
Yep.
So let them be a happy family.
They have enough issues. Like, exactly. They totally do. They have right. enough issues.
Yes.
And I guess the only thing left issues-wise is at the Quartermain Mansion.
Because Nina is stupid.
Why did they do that to her so soon? Doesn't surprise me, but so Michael calls Nina and is like, you want to come hang out with Wiley? And so he does. And then Willow comes home from the wedding and is like, yeah, there wasn't a wedding. I loved her retelling
yes.
everything. It was the cutest.
It was.
And Carly's face like, that'll happen?
Right, right.
Like, couldn't tell if it was like, so tell me more.
She should have had a line like, oh my gosh, it sounds like a soap opera.
That'd have been good.
Yes. I don't understand Nina. First of all, I don't understand these visits that Michael is arranging. It's very nice of him to share Wiley. But if you wanted your kids' grandparents to come over, would you call them now and be like, do you want to come over right now?
Right. No.
The kid.
It's like an arranged, we're going to go to the park for a picnic. Do you want to go on the swings? You know.
Exactly. Hey.
Come over for lunch.
Right. I'm free next Wednesday. Would you like to come over and we can make ice cream sundaes? I don't know. Something.
Especially as you're getting to know them.
Right. And especially that close to bedtime. Like, why are people popping in 5 minutes before bedtime? You're going to get him all riled up and then he's not going to want to sleep.
Right. And Ava reminded Nina that Michael and Willow are the parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was very...
Right. This was the first time that you heard Willow call herself mom, though, to Wiley like that.
Yeah.
That was a big deal. And then he broke her heart because Nina's stupid.
Well, okay. It did make me cringe a little bit. How much Willow was, if I was Nina, I would have perceived it as gloating that, yeah, I got a second chance at being a mom.
Yes.
I don't feel like that was in Willow's character. Willow is really mm-hmm. compassionate to other people's feelings and everything.
Right.
So I just felt like that was completely unnecessary for her to be like, yeah, it's so great. I'm a mom. You know, your daughter died and now I got the kid. You know, like,
yes.
That's kind of how it seriously felt like. She didn't say it in those words.
No.
But that was the vibe that I got from it. And if I was Nina, that's totally how I would have perceived it.
I think they were trying to, I think the intention was, isn't it weird that we're here? Like, think of how much we hated each other. Mm-hmm. And now we're both involved in this kid's life, blah, blah, blah. But some of the extra wording. Yeah. The way they wrote it was weird.
Said it like that. Like, isn't it great that we both lost something, but now we both have a chance.
Exactly.
To be raising this boy. You know, not... Exactly. The way that she said it was just, and now I'm a mom and you're not. Like, that's how I felt. And I was like, no, I don't like that. So then they left Nina and Wiley alone. And in 2 seconds, Nina is telling him, by the way, Willow's not your mom.
Right.
And I'm sorry. Okay.
And she said, Wiley asked how we were related. No, he didn't. No, he didn't
ask those questions.
He didn't ask. My dad said you're my grandma. That means you're my grandma. That's the end of it.
I'm sorry. It's been a long time since I've been around a 2.5-year-old, but they are not that advanced.
No. Wiley may be smart, but he's not that smart. He's not questioning how we're related.
He's not forming full sentences. Like, he's just accepting.
Can I see a paternity test? I don't believe that you're my grandma. Although that would be a smart thing for him to say because we still haven't done it. Yeah. No, he didn't ask that. So Nina did not need to go into it.
No.
At all. But even if she would have made some kind of comment like, I'm so glad that even though my daughter isn't here, we still get to have a connection or something like that. Okay, fine. It makes sense.
But he's not going to put two and two together.
Then. No. You had to have actually said the words, Willow's not your mommy, for him to turn around and say to Willow, you're not my mom.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, honey. I love you. You're not my mom. No.
Right. No, that doesn't come until they're like 15 or 16.
Okay. Again, though, the real Willow came in and went straight to Carly and was like,
I'm
and
so upset.
Quietly shared it with her, though. Like, she could have come down furious.
I would have. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but exactly. So that's why it makes what she said before even so.
Right. Yeah. They need to watch the tone that they write things because she's not mean like that.
Yeah. No, she's not. You know, she shares with Carly. Wiley just said, I wasn't his mommy. And Carly did ask, is this the first time?
Right.
That he's asked that because fair enough.
Exactly.
Whatever. So, and then Carly let Nina have it. I like Michael this week too because he really established himself to Carly.
Right.
As Wiley's father.
Yep.
And he was kind of playing therapist with Carly. So how do you feel about that? We're going to let Nina see her, see him.
Right.
How do you feel about that? Carly's like, I don't, but you're dad. So she's doing a good job because she's fighting against all of her Carly instincts.
Yes. Yes. I don't even want to think about that. When our kids have kids, how to not parent them parenting. Oh my God.
Can you not think about this?
I was just saying, I'm a little closer to it than you are probably. Yeah, it's hard to not step in. I mean, even in normal life, when they're making mistakes, it's hard to not say.
But Michael's learned a lot from observing.
Yes, and he's a good dad.
And he knows what it's like to feel like he's being torn between two parents that both love him. You know, I mean, he was made to feel...
Yes.
He may have felt like a pawn between Sonny and AJ, and, you know...
Right.
He and Carly did not always get along as well as they do right now. They've had their...
Oh, yeah. Times. Oh,
know,
yeah.
They had their...
There was a long time they didn't talk. The whole Avery thing, when Avery was little.
Yeah.
I mean, all that.
So Michael always looks out for the kid.
Yes.
First.
Right. So. No, he did good. And, I mean, I know Nina's going to be angry and there's going to be some crazy something that happens from this, but she brought this upon herself. I'm sorry.
And Michael even said, maybe we just got, you know, overzealous and just let you in a little bit too quickly here.
Right. Maybe we should do a DNA test first.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should just take a step back. Oh, wait, hold it. Michael remembered he had a job this... Because ever since Sam said, we'd like you to be CEO of Aurora.
Right.
Nothing... else has been said.
Yep.
That was like October.
Yep. Yep.
So, yay, Michael. Robert had a job.
Sam still forgot that their partnership was not
resolved
yet. That made me think of us.
Going That's on our wrong. Last
What's, what are you doing? Yeah.
Mm.
But then Willow ran to Chase because she was so sad. But when he
and
was
he's the only one that can make her feel better.
No.
He's the only one that knows how she feels.
No. When he was hugging her, her face did not look like that's where she wanted to be. And then it flipped over to Michael telling Carly that he could never have Willow that upset again.
No.
Yes, that's exactly how that went.
She ran to Chase for a reason because that's
She ran to Chase because she feels like she can't run to Michael because they screwed everything up by getting...
No, according to you, that's where she should be going. That should be her first choice. And it wasn't her first choice when she was upset was to go to Chase.
No, I think
that's who makes her feel better.
No, I think she was fighting the desire to go to Michael and went to Chase because he's runner up.
I don't think so.
Yep.
No.
And Michael definitely was upset by the fact she was upset. So.
Well, no kidding. And he should be.
So I think that just means they have to get back together. And you can disagree with me and then go into reality check.
But I just thought that, it was a nice moment between Willow and Chase.
No, I...
Oh, but how sweet was he? He's so naive, especially for being a detective. You would think maybe he would have a little bit more, like, real-world sense. Because, like, when he's talking to Jackie about how marriages fall apart and how all that stuff, and he's like, maybe stuff just doesn't work out after all. Like, I don't know.
Exactly, which is foreshadowing that they're not going to work out.
He wasn't talking about Willow. He was talking about his parents getting divorced.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And the fact that his brother's now his dad.
You're just going to hold on to this forever, but go ahead.
I am, because I think that they will be, so.
No.
I think that's it.
Yeah. We took a long time to talk about a week that really not that much happened.
There was a lot. There was just only, like, three events.
It all just led you to the same place.
Right.
I think that's why I was bored with it. Yeah. I would have liked a little more action.
I don't even know how to segue into it now.
Do-do-do.
Reality check.
I said I wanted a little more action. You should have been like...
A little less.
Here's my action for the week.
I was like, a little less talk, a lot more action. No. Like a little more Toby Keith. What?
What's your action for the week, Shannon?
My action for the week? That's not reality check. Although yesterday we did a food and clothing drive for homeless veterans at my office. And it was, we got so much stuff. I was so excited. It was a contactless drive up. We will unload your car. Just leave it in the trunk. And we have people dropping stuff off during the week. Then it was so nice because this was actually, so over the summer we had like picnics on the veranda. So that was nice, but we all had to sit there with our masks on. And I mean, we still got to socialize, but I felt like this was the first time in about a year that we were doing something together as an office.
Right.
You know, yeah, having hot dogs and sitting 6 feet apart in chairs throughout the parking lot is one thing.
Yeah.
But like actually, and there weren't a lot of us. Like we had to sign up for shifts and everything. I was there the whole day because I was actually one of the coordinators.
Of course you were.
It might have been my idea. So
I'm glad it went maybe. So well.
But it did. It went really, really well. And it just felt good to be able to give back like that and just to be able to do it alongside people in my office.
Right.
You know, and just to see people in the community come out too. So, yeah.
Awesome.
What about you? That's really all that I have.
Yeah, mine's not that, like, nice. I'm not such a do-gooder. I didn't plan any. Whatever. Oh, my gosh. What happened this week? I had the girls this weekend because their dad's away on vacation for the weekend. So we went bowling yesterday, and that was fun because I usually don't plan fun stuff, especially with COVID. It all kind of freaks me out still. So that was nice. And then this morning, we went to church because Tuesday, Madeline makes her first confession, which is, like, a big deal that she's trying to think of all the things that she's done bad to confess. And I keep teasing her. She's like, stop it. You're going to confuse me. And it's really funny because I just like to harass my kids like that. So,
right.
But that's really it. Just preparing for all that kind of stuff. I don't know. It feels like we're getting into the end of the school year already, like talking about all the stuff. And I'm ready for it to be done, but I'm not ready for it to be done. So I don't know. Kind of boring.
Boring though. I mean, that's a big deal.
I mean, it's a big deal for Madeline. I'm excited for her, but that's really like all that we have going on is just talking about all the end of the year stuff and her being excited.
Both of us had boring weeks.
Yeah. I guess it's not a bad thing. I just, yeah. I don't know. Someday I'm going to have something so exciting to say, like about my week, not about something that has to do with this. I keep yelling at her for not cleaning her room because that's like the worst thing that she does. I mean, she's 8, so
yeah.
Not cleaning her room and fighting with her sisters and sometimes getting a little mouthy with me, but.
Well, I can't picture her getting mouthy.
Oh, she has an attitude. She hangs around those older teenage sisters enough that sometimes she says something and you're like, excuse me? And she's like, oh, sorry. I meant, please.
What she's saying is mouthy?
It's more the tone. Like, she obviously doesn't say like bad words and stuff like that, but instead of, you know, please, can I have a juice box? It's like, yeah, I'll take one of those too. And I'm like, excuse me? It up here. Okay. It's, yeah.
Okay, that I can picture.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why? I can't picture her doing that. But okay.
Right. So well, anyway.
Maybe this week will be a little more interesting for us.
I hope so. We'll see. I don't know.
Hopefully my son picks a college this week. We have our final.
Oh, that's right. See, that's way more exciting.
So hopefully this time next week, I will know which college my son will be going to next fall. Please, dear God. I'm getting so sick of everyone asking me because I'm like, I don't know.
Ask him. I can't tell you. That's funny.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. We're boring moms this week. Sorry.
Cool. But join us on Thursday as we talk about Ellie Trout. Why'd they give her that last name?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Although I don't know that Spinelli is that much better.
True.
Not that she's changing it anytime soon, but whatever.
And we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
On Thursday.
So have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.